Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights weekly happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker. Stay with us. Prime Minister Andrew Holness announced last Friday that the incentives for companies enlisting on the junior stock market will be maintained. Mr. Holness says the move is in keeping with his administration's objective of encouraging entrepreneurship and generating opportunities for private investment.
The old model of trying to end poverty through government has not worked, never worked in any country. The model that has proven to work is when we truly liberate the enterprise, industry, and initiative of the people. And this is what we're doing as an example.
Mr. Holness also used the occasion to congratulate the Jamaica Stock Exchange for its achievements to date and also urged local entrepreneurs to take advantage of the benefits offered under the Junior Stock Exchange.
I want to join the Minister of Finance to encourage you to continue under the model and to use this opportunity to appeal to the Jamaican entrepreneur, that person with the idea, the initiative, the enterprise, and the industry, that there is a nursery created for you in the Junior Stock Exchange to fulfill your dream.
Mr. Holness says government will ensure that the proper legislative measures are in place to guarantee that big businesses do not hinder micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises from taking advantage of the JSE incentives. With the launch of the Junior Stock Exchange in 2009, companies that decided to list were offered a 10-year tax break, 5 years free of corporate income tax, followed by 5 years at half tax. Benefits also included an exemption from tax on dividends or other distributions by the junior market and relief from transfer tax and stamp duty on transfers of shares in JSE junior market companies. Early this week, Prime Minister Andrew Holness chaired an interministerial meeting at Jamaica House, aimed at bolstering the coordination of the national response to the threats posed by the Zika and influenza A H1N1 viruses. The meeting's participants included senior officials from the Ministries of Health, Local Government, and Tourism. The interministerial approach is aimed at facilitating closer collaboration across key response agencies and more strategic rationalization and use of resources. This will significantly enhance the government's efforts at controlling the vector that transmits the Zika virus and combating H1N1. The Prime Minister continues to encourage members of the public to exercise personal responsibility in the fight against ZV and H1N1. Persons are being urged to remain vigilant and proactive by ensuring that items in and around their homes and communities that may serve as mosquito breeding sites are removed. Citizens are also encouraged to protect themselves using mosquito repellents and by keeping the entryways to their homes open when their communities are being fogged. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. For producer Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Athalia Reynolds Baker.
The Legal Aid Council provides representation for persons taken into police custody for any criminal matter and a traffic offense. Request duty counsel of the arresting officer. Duty counsel representation is free.
Yes, man. I saw the place will look clean all the time. Me just wish say I saw Mr. Keith would have kept fee in place. All them heap a whole sin thing them have thrown down. See how the rainwater se clean of them? Are them things they breed mosquito. Me I go tell him say if he make we help him clean up.
You really are going to do that, Cherry?
Of course.
You have time.
You think say the mosquito them are going to hunger might be Sakita and left with coffee we had clean? All are we at risk of mosquito disease like chikungunya and dengue and the new one, when name ZV. So we better prevent mosquito breeding.
True. Can we call him? Mr. Kit!
Mosquito prevention is everybody's business. Protect yourself from ZV. Keep your surroundings mosquito free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.